News release. Michigan Infrastructure Office. Lansing, today, the Michigan Infrastructure Office, MIO, celebrated $87.9 million in investments for community-driven projects across Michigan from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's, EPA, Community Change Grants, CCG, program. Projects will support home repair and energy efficiency improvements, the deployment of clean energy technologies, the development of resiliency hubs in communities, and more. These awards will empower tribes, local governments, and nonprofit organizations in Michigan with resources to protect communities from extreme weather, lower energy costs, and protect our land, air, and water resources. Michigan is committed to working with anyone to drive projects and investments that support communities, lower energy costs, protect our natural resources, and help achieve the goals of the MI Healthy Climate Plan, said Phil Ruse, director of the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. These investments will improve the lives of residents in communities from Kalamazoo to the Keweenaw Peninsula, making them more comfortable in their homes, safe in their communities, and helping them save money on their energy bills. The EPA's CCG program, made available by the Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, was designed to provide place-based investments focused on communities disproportionately impacted by pollution, climate change, or disinvestment. In total, the EPA received over $40 billion in requests for this program. In response to this funding opportunity and community interest, the state launched the Climate Justice Challenge with $11 million from the Make It in Michigan Competitiveness Fund, to provide successful awardees 5% in matching grants and support for federal grant management, compliance, reporting, and more. As of December 2024, Michigan outperformed states nationally, winning the fourth highest number of awards from the CCG program. Southwest Michigan Planning Commission, SMPC, will receive $20 million to establish two community resilience hubs that will provide supportive services to residents in Benton Harbor before, during, and after disasters and offer a center for community education. In addition to incorporating clean energy solutions, like backup power and energy storage, at the two resilience hubs, the project will also offer energy efficiency and electrification upgrades for low-income households, churches, and public buildings and support workforce development programs in home upgrades and sustainable construction. The SMPC applied for, and the Climate Justice Challenge has made a conditional commitment of an additional 5% match. Intertribal Council of Michigan, ITCM, will receive two awards: $20 million to transform at least 300 tribal homes into more energy-efficient, healthy, and resilient buildings and 12 government facilities into community resilience hubs. ITCM applied for and will be awarded $1 million from the Climate Justice Challenge. $3 million for the Michigan Wild Rice Initiative, an effort to engage tribal, state, and local governments and residents in the social, cultural, and biophysical protection and restoration of wild rice, also known as manumen. ITCM applied for and the Climate Justice Challenge has made a conditional commitment of an additional 5% match. EcoWorks will receive $20 million to make 20 houses of worship across the city of Detroit into community resiliency hubs, offering shelter and resources to residents during weather emergencies and utility outages. Additionally, the project will deploy 30 electric vehicles to provide the community with a low-cost rideshare program. EcoWorks applied for, and the Climate Justice Challenge has made a conditional commitment of an additional 5% match. Kalamazoo County will receive $18.9 million to improve 300 single-family housing units through home repairs and energy efficiency in the North Side, East Side, West Douglas, and Edison neighborhoods of the city of Kalamazoo. Additionally, the project will support the development of 4 local neighborhood centers that will function as emergency shelters as well as community anchors to provide activities and services. Kalamazoo County applied for, and the Climate Justice Challenge has made a conditional commitment of an additional 5% match. Midwest Tribal Energy Resources Association, MTERA, will receive $20 million, of which approximately $6 million is expected to be available as sub-awards to the 12 federally recognized tribes in Michigan, including, but not limited to, Bay Mills Indian Community, Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians, Gun Lake Tribe, Keweenaw Bay Indian Community, Lac Vieux Desert Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, Little River Band of Ottawa Indians, Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians, Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe, and Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians. This funding will increase capacity within the tribes to support energy efficiency and weatherization upgrades in homes. MTERA's sub-awards to each tribe in Michigan have received a conditional commitment from the Climate Justice Challenge for an additional 5% match. More information on this round of CCG awards can be found on the EPA's website. Mobilizing to secure federal dollars. Michigan continues to secure funding to create a brighter future for Michiganders. According to a recent report, Michigan is number one in the nation for winning IRA-funded projects, resulting in more than $26 billion in new investments across the state, supporting over 21,000 good-paying jobs. Since the passage of the IRA, as well as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, Bill, and CHIPS and Science Act, Michigan has actively mobilized to secure federal resources. Governor Whitmer secured $337 million in a bipartisan budget for the Competitiveness Fund to help bring home more than Michigan's fair share of federal resources to grow the economy and bring more projects home. Climate resilience means safer homes and communities, giving homeowners the confidence to invest in their future and ensuring lasting, positive change for all Michiganders, said Zachary Colladin, Michigan's Chief Infrastructure Officer and Director of the Michigan Infrastructure Office. By investing in projects that prioritize climate action, environmental justice, and partnerships with tribal communities, we are building a more resilient and sustainable Michigan. These initiatives will empower communities with clean energy infrastructure, green transportation solutions, expanded urban green spaces, and workforce development programs. To date, the fund has invested over $191 million, leveraging over $1 billion in federal funds, a return on investment of more than 5-to-1. The fund supports investments in infrastructure, mobility and electrification, climate and the environment, economic development, health, and public safety.